God's word from the letter called 1 Timothy in the 6th chapter, verses 12 through 16. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who, while testifying before Pontius Pilate, made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time, God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and might forever. Amen. It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and when this was first brought up in our team meeting, I said we could just skip Pastor Appreciation Month this year. But the team got some support from our Lord this week. The Lord let me know that there was a theme the Lord wanted me to preach on that was a part of Pastor Appreciation. So as usual, when the Lord corrects me, I reluctantly agree to participate. I have told you about my call to become a pastor. I remember when I told my mother about my call to become a pastor. My mother asked me one day what I planned to do with the rest of my life, and I said, well, I'm going to be a pastor, a minister. My mother was surprised, and she asked me, well, honey, don't you have to have a calling to do that? And I said, yes, you do. And then I said, and I have a calling. Then she looked even more surprised. I think that she was surprised not because she never thought I would be a minister based on my early years. I believe that my mother was surprised only because I had not told her about this before that moment. And as I mentioned before, the whole thing went on the back burner for about 5 years until I was in college. The word call is frequently used term today, and it is a frequently used term in the Bible. We today even have added a technological definition to the word call. When we say, I will call you, we don't mean we will call by means of shouting, but we will call using a phone, originally a telephone, and now a cell phone. The word call appears 480 times in God's word. In those 480 uses of the word call are several meanings of the word call. For example, there is the word call as in he was called Peter. You know, his name was Peter, his handle was Peter. That's a different use of the meaning of the word call than this statement, he called Peter, or he called to Peter. And there are animal calls. That's what the popular television show Duck Dynasty is all about, duck calls. A basic Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, and for you younger people, Webster's Collegiate Dictionary is a book. It's an authoritative book, and in that book dictionary, there is an entire column, half a page, for the definitions of the word call. The definitions are in two basic categories with 12 different basic meanings and dozens of further defined interpretations of the word call. So I certainly can't assume that we all know what the Bible is talking about without the context of a particular verse. One of the definitions, and the definition I assume when I'm talking about my call to become a pastor, is the definition of the word call meaning a divine vocation or strong inner prompting to a particular course of action. This definition uses the word vocation because that is the Latin root word for call in the word for vocation. Back in the day, a vocation was a calling. I've told you how I received a call from the Lord to become a pastor. But before I received a call to become a pastor, I received a call to become a Christian. Before I received a call to become a pastor, I received a call to become a follower of Jesus Christ. The church believes, the Church of Jesus Christ has always believed that every believer has received a call to become a follower of Jesus Christ. A called person or a called people is how the Bible describes the people of Jesus' church. Perhaps the most famous scripture and one of the better known scriptures, Romans chapter 8, says it this way: "We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." 2 Thessalonians puts it this way. We use this as our statement of faith today. "We ought always to thank God for you because God chose you to be saved. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ." 2 Timothy says that the Lord saved us and called us to a holy life. Today's reading from 1 Timothy says this: "Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession." Now, some might mention that the apostle is writing to Timothy, someone who has been called as a pastor, and yes, you are correct. And notice that even though Timothy was called as a pastor, the apostle mentions his first calling, his previous calling, the calling you and I were all called to: take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession. The examples of such callings, or we would say the precedent for the idea that we are all called to follow Jesus by Jesus himself, is the example of the disciples. The gospel books themselves tell us how Jesus called Peter and Andrew and John and James. So all of us have received a calling from the Lord to follow him. All of us have received a calling from the Lord to follow him. I do not know how your call may have happened. The call of the Lord comes in many, many forms. The call of the Lord comes in many, many forms. The Lord used my sister to call me. My twin sister and I were about 10 or 11 years old. She wanted to be baptized. Me, I was still working on getting myself dressed in the morning. You know, boys are slower to develop than girls. But if my twin sister wanted to be baptized, then so also did I want to be baptized. I made my confession of Jesus and was baptized, and I have had opportunity to claim Jesus' name many times since then. I have confessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, many times since then, but the Lord was in my calling to follow Jesus through my sister. I can only imagine the discussion in heaven prior to my call to follow Jesus. The Lord's talking out loud to the angels: "Wow, this McManus kid is denser than a brick. How am I going to get to this guy?" And then the Lord thought, "When we call Gary's sister, Gary will follow." John's book tells us that Andrew brought his brother to meet Jesus. So using siblings to call people to faith is a well-worn method by our God. Our Lord's use of such means to call us to him is not so strange. The great Saint Augustine, before he was even a Christian, was experiencing some distress when he heard a child singing a sing-song kind of song, singing the words, "Take and read, take and read." So Augustine picked up a Bible and read the first words he turned to, Romans chapter 13, which say in part, "Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh." Clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what Saint Augustine did. He heard the call in the voice of a child to read the scripture, and his eyes fell on the verses, "To clothe yourself with Jesus Christ," and Augustine did. We have stated our statement of faith that we are called out of darkness and we are called into his marvelous light. You might be surprised that some of the believers will even stand with the Lord at the end of all things. The book of Revelation says in the 17th chapter, "The Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and with him will be his called, chosen and faithful followers." So we too are the called. We have all been called. And what was Jesus' call? Jesus' call was a call to follow him. The call of Jesus was for us to follow Jesus. Some people in America think that Jesus has called them to be saved. Some people think that if they get saved, that's all they have to do. But that isn't what Jesus' invitation was. Jesus' invitation is to follow me. Jesus has saved us, but Jesus came to reconcile the whole world. The kingdom has come and is spreading out all over the place. God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. And when the Bible says believe in the gospel, some think that's talking about eternal life. Eternal life is only part of what you receive. What does today's verse say? Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. Take hold of it. Your life in Christ is a struggle against the forces of evil in the world and in your old self. Eternal life has to be lived out. Eternal life doesn't begin later. It begins here and now. You live as if you will never die because you won't die. In Christ, you will live forever. But you won't live your life. You will live the new life Jesus gave you. To have Christ in you is to live Jesus. Not your life anymore, but Christ in you. To have Christ in you is to live Jesus, not your life anymore, but Christ in you. Now, all of us who believe have been called. All of us who believe have been called. Some of us receive an additional call to particular work. I was called by Jesus to follow Jesus, to be baptized into Jesus so that Jesus could live in me and I would do the work of Jesus. Then later, I was called to serve as a pastor. Mother Teresa was a Christian, a follower of Jesus. She was also a sister in her religious order. She followed a call to enter that religious order, to give her life over to that. But then she received a call to work with the poorest of the poor of this world. The church even tested her on this call that she received. And when the call was tested and found genuine, she was able to put into operation a work to serve the poorest of the world's poor, ministering in Calcutta, India, for which work she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Having been a follower of Jesus since my confession and baptism, when I asked the Lord about my future, the Lord called me to ministry, pastoral ministry. The Apostle Paul states he was called to be an apostle. The book of Acts tells us that Paul was baptized into Christ first, then Paul was called to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Some of you have discovered an additional call from our Lord with regard to your service to the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. For some, it is music. But whether you have received an additional call or not, you have your first call from Jesus Christ to follow him, to let Jesus live in you, to let Jesus live through you, doing the works that Jesus did. Ephesians' letter says it this way, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works." So we are baptized into Christ, and in Christ we have eternal life, but we have good works to do. We were created to do those good works in and through Jesus Christ. I was called. You were called. All of the followers of Jesus Christ were called to follow Jesus. We are ambassadors of Christ, the Bible says. We are a letter from Christ, the Bible says. We are soldiers of Christ, the Bible says. All of us have this work to do. And some of us have been called to particular service. Today, we celebrate Jesus' call to us and Jesus' call on our lives. This month, we give thanks for Jesus' call on our lives, so that we might live the life Christ intended for us to live. Amen.